Welcome to the programme. Traffic chaos is anticipated around Galway City later this evening as farmers will carry out a protest starting at Carnmore Cross in the next hour or so. The Irish Farmers Association has organised a series of protests across the country to show their support this evening to their European colleagues who are also protesting. They've been fighting against European environmental rules, which they say will regulate them out of business. The protest in Brussels has become quite heated. Fireworks, eggs and beer bottles have been thrown at police. Farmers have also set hay bales on fire and blocked off huge parts of Brussels with their tractors. They're protesting outside the European Parliament, arguing it's becoming harder to make a living because of rising energy and fertiliser costs. They also want to see action on climate change, claiming extreme weather is destroying their crops. Back home, the IFA isn't ruling out a full-scale protest in the future, but say this evening's event is to show solidarity with their European counterparts. The Galway demonstration will see up to 50 tractors travel from Carnmore Cross through Lough Atholia and into the city. County Galway Chair of the IFA, Stephen Canavan, said earlier that farmers are at their wits' end.
We are very important to everybody, whether they realise it or not. A lot of people think that their food comes from the supermarket. But it doesn't. It comes from farms across Europe. And everybody relies on it. But our margin and our livelihood is getting squeezed and squeezed tighter and tighter. Mm. To the point that we're failing at this stage to bring younger people into the sector. You know, and the older people are just getting fed up. And morale is at an all-time low.
I know that.
There's been schemes and schemes announced by the government. And the take-up on them is very low.
Yes.
Because there's too much red tape, too much bureaucracy. Too much being asked, and the guys just have enough.
We'll be returning to this story and to Carnmore a little later in the programme. Plans for a major multi-million euro redevelopment of the Shambles car park in Tuam are moving forward. At a special meeting of councillors today, there was a unanimous vote of approval for the project. It aims to maintain the Shambles as an improved car park, but also allows for a covered casual trading area and an all-weather community space. The plan will now be submitted for financial support to the government. Councillor Stephen McHugh proposed the approval in what was his last meeting as a replacement for his sister, Kerry McHugh, who's on maternity leave. Our reporter Kevin Dwyer spoke to architect Brent Mustaire before he made a detailed presentation to the meeting this afternoon.
We started off in 2020 with the Tuam Regeneration Master Plan when the consultants highlighted that there was an opportunity for us to put a covered structure in the Shambles for community outdoor events and for casual traders' markets. So that was the nexus of it. And then the architectural team and the urban regeneration section, which I'm part of, we developed that idea. We went through about five different iterations of the canopy until we found what we thought would be the right version of it. And we just took it through planning, and hopefully the councillors will ratify it today.
Now, it does not mean that it will finish its life as a car park. It will still be a car park, but on a specific time, it will become a market.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is that it retains its function as a car park, and then on market days or when there's a community event, that space will be dedicated for the market and for the social uses, you know. So yeah, it's going to be a massive benefit to the town. Also, architecturally, the space at the moment, it needs to be repaired. The built fabric needs to be repaired, and we're hoping that the design of this fabric will serve that function as well.
And this will change, actually, the structure of the car park from the flooring, we'll say, right up.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have, at the moment, it's a sea of tarmac, which is unsightly. So the idea is that we put in high-quality, attractive surface finishes as well, and then the paving will also serve the function of it'll be a permeable paving, so it'll serve the function of our sustainable urban drainage and water attenuation and that kind of stuff too.
And there's a little coffee shop, I think, planned as well, is there?
Yeah, that's right. So at the end, on the western end, we'll have a permanent kiosk that'll house our services. So we have renewable energy sources, so we need to house that. We'll have an accessible WC, and then we'll have a kiosk for somebody who can serve hot food and hot drink as well.
And when you talk about renewable energy, it's eco-friendly. The Tidy Towns will be delighted because there's an opportunity for them to do work in there as well with what they do with flora and fauna.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a biodiversity aspect to it as well. The canopies will have green roofs, so the apartments that will be looking down on it will have a, you know, something attractive to look at. And then there'll be solar photovoltaic panels on the roof as well to give us that energy to light the site at night.
The big question is funding.
That's always the big question. So we've got a cost consultant looking at it, and we've got a structural engineer and a few consultants on board. Next week, if the council has backed this proposal, we'll be applying for capital funding from central government.
Certainly transformative plans there for the shambles in Tuam, and that report was by Kevin Dwyer. To World News, the US has reportedly approved plans to strike Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Local matters now, and a city woman is celebrating her 100th birthday today. Noni Cosgrove, originally from Lacca, is now living at Circular Road. She was involved in the Cosgrove family farm at Dangan and also worked at Moon's, now Brown Thomas, in the 1980s. Noni comes from a large family of 9 girls and 6 boys and has 4 daughters of her own with her late husband Jackie, who she married in 1948. A huge celebration is planned from today into the long weekend, with family travelling from as far as Australia and Canada. Her daughter, Imelda Hickey, says Noni is in excellent health and she remains active in the Bushy Park Active Retirement Club.
She really is in such wonderful health. You know, we're very privileged to have her in our lives. And in fact, only last week kind of turned to me and she said, it's kind of funny, this thing about being 100. She said, I still think I'm in my 20s, you know, and that's her. That's her attitude. Always. So young at heart, you know, age just never came into it with her.
Noni Cosgrove also has 13 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren, the newest of whom was born just last week. And Imelda says Noni is extremely involved in all of their lives.
She knows every one of them and she could name them all off, no problem at all. She's very involved in all of the families, which, again, we are so lucky to have her. And all her grandchildren would say that, you know, all along. She's just so engaging with them.
Well, a very big happy birthday to Noni Cosgrove. And Noni may be interested to hear that she's sharing her birthday with a very well-known man from back in the Italian 90 days when Ireland had many glorious moments on the soccer field. And Ollie Turner, I think everybody remembers Charlie. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, tiny guy, Charlie Byrne. He was the kit man for Ireland from 1986 right through to the early noughties. But I suppose we all remember him from Italia 90 and 94. So he was the kit man for Jack Charlton for all of those glory years that so many of us fondly remember. Charlie, 100 today, got the check from Michael D. So fair play to him. And of course, so many of that backroom team, including Jack himself, have gone to their eternal reward. But we remember Charlie O'Leary today, and a great story he told in particular about Italia 90, when Ireland lost that night to Italy in the World Cup quarterfinals by 1-0. Who else but Toto Scilacci getting the goal? But after the match, you remember Charlie Haughey? And he tried to claim the glory and holding Jack's hand. And there was an enormous Irish crowd at that match. There was nearly as many as the Italians, and they were at home. But Charlie O'Leary tells the story that he was in the away dressing room where Ireland were after the match, and everybody was still out on the pitch, and Mick McCarthy came in. And Charlie was in early. That was his job, to get in and start just preparing for post-match, making sure that he got all the gear back off the lads. And Mick came in and flung the boots with such temper, Charlie ducked and he broke the mirror in the dressing room. And he says Mick sobbed like a child. He was just overwhelmed with anger as much as anything, Charlie says. And the two of them were there chatting away. And years later, people often ask Mick McCarthy about what was it like out on the pitch. And Mick's details were very sketchy until Charlie told him, Mick, you weren't out on the pitch after the match. You came in. It was only me and you there in the dressing room for about 20 minutes. And Mick then recalled it and said, my God, you're right. That's how in the zone he was at the time and zonked out. But Charlie O'Leary, happy birthday to you.
Well, absolutely. And a great story there. Thanks very much, Ollie. So plenty of people. Very good evening, John Richards. How are we looking traffic-wise?
Well, listening to you about all the tractors that are coming to Galway, it could play a very distinctive flow on the traffic from about 5:30 onwards. So we'll be keeping an eye on that for you. But it is very busy already. So any tractors coming to town, you may not be getting anywhere too fast anyway. Lochatawley Road inbound is good. Outbound is pretty okay. College Road is fine. Bohemore outbound is busy. Very slow outbound from the Sean Mulvoy Road leading up to the roundabout. No movement down to Mullinakeisha, and also slow from there, Bohemore, out as far as the Tume Road Junction. Inbound on the Sean Mulvoy Road, that's okay so far. Dublin Road outbound is actually really difficult this evening. And I know it's always a busy route, Bernadette, but this evening is particularly so. Everything just inching along, and that goes out well past Merlin Park for your evening commute this evening. So I'll be keeping an eye on things. I'll be back for another update.
People in Galway have been sharing their mixed views in relation to the deposit return scheme, which has just gone live today. A deposit of 15 to 25 cent is now applied to cans and plastic bottles in what is the biggest change in recycling since the plastic bag levy 22 years ago. Customers can then return the empty products as long as they are clean and undamaged at one of 1,800 reverse vending machines. Our reporters Sarah Slevin and Joshua Byrne asked people in Galway City what they think of the scheme.
I think it's a double trouble, because we've already been doing that. We're using the blue bin as it is.
Good, because at least it'll give people a chance that to be recycling and not just throwing it wherever. And like, it's a few extra cent, but you're going to get it back anyway. So if you're doing it, like, it's not going to make much of a difference.
What brought this on, like, insofar as that people were cycling as it is, like, and why put people to the bother of purchasing their bottle and then getting a refund on it when all they had to do at home is put it in the recycle bin?
I'm from Germany actually, and we do that there already. It's a great way to not throw away bottles because they're worth a bit of money. And no, I really like it, and I think it's a good idea to do it here as well, since in Germany it's already working quite good.
It's not a bad idea, but the only thing is it'll be more cost to buy the bottles in the first place, and then if you don't, sometimes you recycle at home in the green bin. So that means that you're going to have to go to the bother of bringing them in, and that's the downside of it.
I know they do it in other European countries, so I don't see why it wouldn't be beneficial here as well. And it might just encourage people not to throw the rubbish on the floor or just into any old bin if they can get a bit of money back from it.
I wouldn't know much about it, to be honest, but I have a young fella at home, and he's gathering bottles because he works in a news agency here in town. So he's going gathering them. I'd say it's for pocket money for himself, to be honest. So that's as much as I know now.
Will you be doing it yourself at all, do you think? Or?
Yeah, we're always recycling anyway, so we probably will, yeah. Yeah.
And you don't mind the fact that you can't do it in your own home, you have to bring it back?
It's a bit of a nuisance. It'll be the reason a lot of people won't do it.
Well, for me now, personally, it would be a little bit difficult because it's handy. I do recycle. In fact, that's all I really do is more recycle and maybe an odd brown bin. But for something like that, I don't think so.
Interesting views there. Well, if you're on TikTok, you'll notice you can no longer access music from artists like Taylor Swift, The Weeknd and Drake after talks broke down with their record label Universal. The current contract expired and they haven't been able to agree on pay. Good evening again, John Richards. How's the traffic looking now?
Bit of a struggle out here at the moment, Bernadette, with the Ballybam Road now very slow over to the ATU roundabout. Back as far as Tesco, so if you're up at the Ballybam Road Junction and you're turning right, that's ahead of you. And the Ballybit Jewel carriageway out to Briar Hill is now full, much earlier than usual. And the traffic is coming down from Bohemore, Lisbon and Riverside, and that's coming up the eastern bypass to Tume Road Junction. Means that stretch of road will be like this for the next 40 minutes or so. Inbound is also filling up if you're coming into town from the Tume Road Junction. Be careful of that. Dublin Road outbound is still slow. No sign of the tractors yet. They'll be coming in by Lochatawley Road when they eventually get into the city. Lochatawley Road inbound is nice and quiet, as is it is outbound. And I'll be back with another update for you very shortly.
Returning now to our top story this evening, and that is the tractor protest which is being planned for Galway City. Tractors have been gathering at Carnmore Cross for the last hour or so. Their plan is to go into Galway City via Lochatawley as part of a Europe-wide protest this evening against European rules. Our reporter Joshua Byrne is at the protest in Carnmore. He's been speaking to some of the farmers taking part.
All right, so what I was asking Stephen and Michal there is basically why you're here today, what this means to you.
Well, my name is Rosemary McDonough and I'm the outgoing chair of the national chair of the Farm Business Committee. Farming here in Galway, in Carlestran. So, I mean, we're out here today because of, I suppose, in solidarity with the European farmers that are out, and also the over-regulation that we all have to deal with these days from a farming point of view. I mean, everything from a medicines register to a fertiliser register to all of the schemes that are out there at the moment, they're getting a lot more difficult to participate in, to qualify for. Take even the acre schemes, the new CAP, the suckler cow scheme, all of those schemes. You need an advisor now to help you to qualify for them. And even the department are finding it difficult because we had late payments this year. Farmers didn't get their payments and the usual dates there in the run-up to October, November, December. Even from September, the ANC, they were all delayed. And even at this stage, some of us haven't got the acres payments. So it's all regulations. We're talking about the nitrates derogation. That's more regulation that's coming down on top of the dairy farmers. And it will affect all other farming sectors eventually as they tighten up on the derogation. So they are a lot of the main issues that we're dealing with at the moment.
And that report there by Joshua Byrne, and the tractors are gathering at Carnmore Cross. They'll be leaving shortly. We'll have more on this on our 6 o'clock news. Time now for the sport.
Galway Bay FM Sports News with CityLink. Commuting from Clifton to Galway, choose one of CityLink's daily services offering best value fares. Book online. citylink.ie.
Thanks, Bernadette. We're going to start with Gaelic Games and the Presentation College Athenry girls were most unfortunate to lose out today in the All-Ireland Schools Junior A Camogie semi-final. It finished 3-10 in favour of Cloister Cullum from Ballincollig, 3-8 for Prez Athenry. That match was played in Crockwell. In the Fitzgibbon Cup last night, ATU Galway were well beaten by TOS Midwest, 5-24 to 3-13, so they're out of the competition. And of course, in the Sigerson Cup, University of Galway were beaten by UCD in their quarter-final, 114 to 1-6. In soccer, Adam Ida is understood to be finalising his move to Celtic from Norwich. He went to Glasgow today to join up with the Scottish champions on loan until the rest of the season is finished. Of course, today is transfer deadline day. And in the Premier League tonight, Man United are away to Wolves and West Ham host Bournemouth. Dunmore Community School girls, they were beaten in the Junior B Girls Soccer Connacht Cup final today, beaten 5-1 in the decider by Coola Post-Primary School from Sligo, who looked a very strong outfit. Galway's Ronan Mullerny is one under par after the opening round of the STC Open in South Africa. That's the first event of the new Challenge Tour season. Mullerny was 4 under after 12, but a bogey and a double bogey on the par 5 last meant that he dropped back to a tie for 50th. Waterford's Gary Hurley was best of the Irish on 4 under par, and the South African Wilco Nienaber and the Frenchman Alexander Levy are leading on 8 under. Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power are out shortly at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. That's on in California this evening. The new Premier League darts season starts tonight. 4 matches, including a repeat of last month's World Final between Luke Humphreys and Luke Littler. Don't forget this weekend, coverage of the Cara Boyle Go International Rally. That'll be all brought to you courtesy of Tom Hogan Motors on the Tuam Road in Galway. Our thanks to Hogan Motors, which means we'll have coverage from tomorrow night, where the ceremonial start is on in Air Square, and updates from 10 o'clock on Saturday morning right through until the conclusion on Sunday afternoon. In racing, finally, champion trainer Willie Mullins will have most of his stable stars in action at this weekend's Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. Mullins had a huge hand in most of the festival's 8 Grade 1 races and says the quality of horses on view at the Dublin Racing Festival is about as good as it gets.
It is. It's one of the best initiatives to come from HRI in the last few years. I mean, I look at the Dublin Racing Festival, it's 2 days of pure hardcore racing, Grade 1s, bang, 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 one after the other. I don't think there's any festival in the British Isles or France that has high calibre horses in so few races where you can see them all, and it gives you an idea of what's best, what's looking good for the spring, the other spring festivals. This is, I think, one of the best 2 days in Irish jump racing, probably English jump racing or French jump racing. It's a fantastic festival.
FYI Galway.
And now for a recap on the news headlines. Farmers gather at Carnmore Cross for a tractor protest into the city as part of Europe-wide protest.